Voters will have to make lots of decisions during this election regarding education leadership. There are candidates running for several boards: the Nevada State Board of Education, the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education, and also the Washoe County School Board has 3 seats to fill. Bob, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Let's start with the Washoe County School Board. What should voters know?
Well, I don't think it's news to anybody, but there's a lot of frustration with the School Board of Trustees. Some of this is historic and some of it is current. And a lot of the new candidates coming on board, it's important to note, they're going to virtually replace this board by the time this election is over with. Very few of the people that will be on the Board of Trustees are actually going to be old trustees. They're all going to be virtually new.
What about the ballot measure to increase the sales tax to raise money for school capital projects? Most seem to be for it. In the past, candidate Greg Hudson, running for District C, has publicly opposed it.
Mostly, yes. Most of the candidates are in favor of what the campaign called SOS Washoe or WC1, which will provide capital funding for the school district to build new schools and solve some of the overcrowding needs. There was one who was not, however, and he seemed to think that there should be better mechanisms for funding education and less waste, as he called it, put into things like administrator salaries.
Did the candidates also talk about other ways to invest in education without increasing taxes?
Yes, one of the biggest points of discussion was enhancing more public-private partnerships, getting private businesses to invest in public education. And they talked about getting students into things like after-school internships, ways that they can learn while they also contribute to the success of a business.
As the economy of our region is growing, how is that impacting education?
So I think the biggest issue was ensuring we have a prepared and literate workforce. It was especially interesting to note that I think all the candidates recognized we're no longer a gaming and hospitality-based economy, and so we need to start diversifying. You know, it was brought up the impact of Tesla, Switch, and Apple and how that's impacting the region. I think generally most candidates saw that as a positive because of some of the spillover effects, like more money going into the local tax base. Tesla has contributed as part of their tax package to come here. I believe it was $35 million was the number that was cited toward workforce development. And they also noted that basically 80% of the jobs coming up in the future are not going to require a 4-year degree. So there was a lot of emphasis on public education as well as the community colleges. And how can we ensure that there's adequate funding for both of those?
So what would that mean then for higher education institutions in our community?
Well, obviously, if we're going to invest in workforce development, we need more public-private partnerships. But one of the points that was brought up was that the governor's requested a 5% budget cut from all agencies. And it was noted that some of the community colleges simply can't afford that at this point in time. They've suffered greatly during the recession and haven't quite rebuilt out of that. They are doing some rebuilding. There are some new initiatives. And of course, there's partnerships with businesses like Tesla, Switch, and so on. But taking another 5% hit at this point in time was not viewed as being viable.
Bob Conrad, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you.